This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media Medical News Network. We're about to speak to Tony Plahoris, who's a spokesperson for the drug company that makes Vioxx. Welcome to Utopia Media Medical News Network.
Thank you.
Tell us today what you announced.
Quite simply, Merck announced the voluntary withdrawal of Vioxx worldwide.
Okay, and how many people worldwide use Vioxx?
Approximately 2 million, by our estimate, use Vioxx worldwide, and about 1.3 million of those use it in the U.S.
Okay, and what were your sales figures for Vioxx last year?
$2.5
billion. $2
billion? Yeah.
Okay, and is that a big portion of your company
revenues?
It was
about 11% of 2003 revenue.
Okay, is this going to have an effect on your earnings? Have you said anything about that
yes,
publicly?
Yes, we did say that for the remainder of 2004, we anticipated a 50 to 60 cent reduction in EPS for the year.
Okay. Has that been affected in your stock price today?
I would imagine that people have taken that information into consideration today.
Okay. What I particularly want to talk about, which I think may not be getting covered enough in some of the other news outlets, is whether there's a theory at the company about the physiological connection between Vioxx and the increased risk of heart attack and stroke observed in the subjects that caused you to issue this order.
Yeah, in this study, the cause for the difference in risk of cardiovascular event
right. Is
not certain. And we are committed, however, to conducting further analyses in order to attempt to understand the observed difference.
So it isn't a certainty that there's a causative relationship between taking Vioxx and having an increased risk of heart attack or stroke?
Well, the clinical trial that we conducted showed that after 18 months of use of Vioxx, patients did show an increased risk of cardiovascular events. And based on this data, Merck made the decision to withdraw Vioxx from the market.
Okay. Now, as you've said, the effects apparently don't start until 18 months after using Vioxx. That's using it on a daily basis for 18 months?
After 18 months of daily use, yes.
Okay. Is it therefore safe enough for people to take for less than 18 months?
Well, results for the first 18 months
right. Of
the study did not show an increased risk of confirmed cardiovascular events for patients taking Vioxx as compared to placebo.
Does it essentially shoot up on the 18th month, or does it sort of gradually start trending upward after 18 months?
I don't have all the data in front of me, but indeed it's after 18 months where the risk is such that we made the decision what we felt to be in the best interest of patients.
Okay.
And basically after 18 months, there's about twice the amount of risk in the case of this study of a cardiovascular event among patients taking Vioxx versus patients, in this case, on placebo.
Okay. What's been the reaction of the Food and Drug Administration to your action?
I believe the FDA issued a press release and held a news conference today. As I did not listen in or read the press release, I'd probably have to ask you to take
okay.
a look at it.
Okay, I will. What does this mean in terms of what's actually happening? Are you recalling all the drugs that you've shipped? Are you telling...
Right. Yeah.
That's right?
Well, what we're doing is, throughout all the areas of the distribution channels, from patients who may currently have Vioxx to pharmacies to wholesalers, et cetera, we are reaching out to everyone and giving them instructions on how to get the Vioxx back to us. All of the details are on our website on Vioxx.com.
Okay.
And there's also a toll-free number that people can call if they have any questions regarding any of the nuances with the withdrawal, and that's a toll-free number, which is 888-368-4699.
Okay, now you mentioned the withdrawal of the drug. This isn't a drug that has any withdrawal problems or symptoms, does it?
No, to our knowledge, no.
Okay. So should patients in general take their bottles back to their pharmacies?
There are instructions on our website as far as what patients should do in order to get a refund of their unused Vioxx.
Right.
And I would advise patients to call the number or the toll-free number that I mentioned or look on Vioxx.com for specifics on how to go about doing that.
Okay, but essentially they're going to be refunded and pharmacists are going to be refunded
yes.
for their stocks for the and presumably at the if they paid different prices for it, they're going to be refunded
for the
different prices.
They paid, yes.
Right. let me ask a really simple question. Should every patient now taking Vioxx stop taking it?
Every patient now should, who are currently taking Vioxx, should contact their healthcare providers to discuss discontinuing use of Vioxx and possible alternative treatments.
Okay. Do you know whether all COX-2 inhibitors, of which this is an example, are subject to these same problems?
The findings of this specific trial and on this specific molecule Vioxx here cannot be applied broadly across the COX class. So these results only apply to Vioxx.
Now, I understand the other major COX-2 inhibitor is Celebrex.
It is another major product in the class, that's correct.
And you know chemically how similar they are and whether people taking Celebrex need
I'm not very familiar with the makeup, the differences between the two makeups. You would probably have to ask someone who's looked at both of the products.
Okay. Again, given all of the stipulations you made about how strong the connection is between Vioxx and an increase in risk for cardiovascular problems, is it known to your company how the mechanism of action potentially works to cause this problem?
No, we're still looking into that.
Okay.
We're committed to trying to learn that, indeed.
And is it a possibility, or are you working on other drugs that would have the power of the COX-2 inhibitors without whatever the problem is that you still haven't specified about that causes the cardiovascular problems?
We have another product, Arcoxia.
Right.
It is a COX-2 inhibitor. It's been approved and launched in 47 countries. It's currently under review by the FDA, and we are expecting to hear back from the FDA by the end of October.
And you haven't seen any of the problems that you saw with here?
It's a completely different molecule.
Okay. All right. That's about it.
All right.
I want to thank you. And is there anything else that's important for people to know about decision that you made about recalling?
Hopefully it will come across in all the communications that people will see from Merck that this move was made in the best interest of patients. And again, people who are currently taking Vioxx, we urge them to have a discussion with their healthcare professional around the best course of action.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today on Utopia Media Medical News Network.
Thank you, Mark.
Right. Bye.